Welcome to you all. Many of us have gone through the Come As You Are program. During this series, we take it one step further. Our focus is learning to pray as you are.
I have really been looking forward to this. In that last series, we didn't talk about God until much later in section. I am kind of excited about getting more into prayer.
Well, the way I look at it, God was here all the time, even if we didn't talk directly about God or take the time to notice. You know, the more we talk about our lives, the more I felt God was with us.
I agree. Everything can be a window to God. Most of the time, we just do not take the time to notice.
Yeah, right. You can't really mean that. Everything? What about rats? I grew up in the slums of New York. There ain't nothing good about rats.
You got it. You mean to tell me, when I go down to Joe's on Friday night and have a few beers with my buddies, that God is there with us? I sure hope not. You ought to hear what we talk about there. I know God doesn't want to listen to that.
Getting to know you, Fred, I can only imagine what you talk about. I know I don't even want to know. But I have a different issue. You mean to tell me that the accident where my niece was killed is a window to God? Now, where is God in that? And if God was there, why didn't he do something about it?
Well, I'm not here to give answers. Shoot, I wonder some of the same things. But I think we need to stick with the process. It worked as Come As You Are, and we sure wondered if it would. I found out that we learn best from our ordinary experiences. Life includes lots of things that often are not pleasant, such as car accidents and other tragedies. Do you really think God could be everywhere and in everything? I was always taught that, but I do wonder sometimes, too.
I'm with you, Sally. I know that sometimes I don't want God to be where I am. I kind of pull the blinds down, so to speak. Sometimes I know I don't go looking for God where I am. Maybe God is there, but I'm not looking. My teenage daughter keeps asking me where God is. Frankly, I don't mind admitting that I need help to notice. I know myself well enough to know I sometimes am quite capable of missing something that's right in front of me. Ask my wife. She's always accusing me of ignoring most of what she says. I don't admit this very often, but I do turn her off a lot. Sometimes she's telling me things I just don't want to hear. I want to try. Maybe this will help.
Well, my day is long with two jobs and all. By the time I get home, I don't want to do anything or even talk. I know I miss a lot that way. Sometimes my wife and I don't even get a chance to be together anymore. Maybe this might help me get back on track again. There's just too much going on in my life. Some days I don't handle it very well.
All the more reason for us to use this program. As I read it, this is exactly what it's trying to do for us. It's trying to get us to talk more among ourselves, to look at our everyday lives, and try to notice God more. The more we learn to listen to one another, I'm sure the more we'll be able to listen to God. And the more we learn to listen to God, the more we can listen to one another.
So what do we need to do to make this work? Let's get it going.
I think the main thing is for us to come consistently to our sessions, and we need to try to be open to what happens. We need to give God a chance to work with us.
Now get real. What's that supposed to mean? Give God a chance.
Maybe it means I've got to let God help me. I've just been so angry at what happened to my niece. I don't let anyone get close to me. I'm beginning to realize that I have to open my eyes to what's around me. I've lived in a shell for a year now since this. I need to let God in and to let people into my life.
That's it, Helen. We need to open our windows to God and to one another. That's the key. We shut our windows too much. A window not only keeps us in, but when it's shut, it keeps others out. No matter what comes up, whether we are comfortable with it or not, let's give God a chance to work with us. And who knows? Maybe we'll find that even the things that bother us will be windows to God as much as those that we're comfortable with.